Brian Bristol was guided down the brightly lit hallway. He felt a sense of unease, as if he had no control over his own movements. Following behind him was his former girlfriend, Lee Bologna. Brian couldn't deny a complicated history with Lee, their relationship characterized by a lack of emotional depth. To Brian, women were often viewed as a means to an end, and Lee was one of many he had treated this way. Born into a life of privilege, Brian was accustomed to getting his way without consequence. However, today he was about to learn a harsh lesson. "What's the meaning of this?" Brian demanded, his voice laced with irritation. "You'll find out soon enough," Lee replied calmly. "Keep moving," one of the imposing men instructed, his tone leaving no room for argument. The men accompanying Brian were undeniably strong, and any attempt at defiance was quickly suppressed. Brian couldn't fathom how Lee had managed to enlist such formidable individuals to do her bidding. In truth, there was much that Brian didn't understand. He couldn't grasp why he was here, why Lee seemed so deeply upset with him, or why he had been forced to change his clothes. Now he found himself in brown slacks, a red plaid shirt, black shoes, and socks. Even his undergarments had been replaced with plain white boxers, a stark contrast to his usual attire. "Halt here and look over there," Lee directed. Brian turned his head, following Lee's gaze. To his right was a door with a window that offered a glimpse inside. In the room, an elderly man sat in a chair resembling a dentist's chair. He appeared to be in his late 70s or perhaps even 80s, and his attire mirrored Brian's current outfit. Ironically, the clothes seemed more fitting on the older man. His head rested on the chair's headrest, and wires snaked out from behind it, trailing along the floor. The man conveyed an air of relaxation, his body unrestrained. "So?" Brian asked, unable to mask his skepticism. "That man, Mr. Forrester, understands how to treat a woman with respect," Lee explained. "Of course, at his age, he likely lacks any amorous inclinations. He's long since embraced a peaceful existence, content to appreciate life's simple pleasures." "And how does this concern me?" Brian inquired, growing impatient. "You'll soon share his perspective. What are you suggesting?" "I'm going to transfer his personality into you." "That's absurd," Brian scoffed. "It's entirely feasible. This machine possesses the capability to modify behavior, from subtle adjustments to profound alterations. In your case, I'll record Mr. Forrester's personality and then introduce it into your mind." "You can't do that," Brian exclaimed, his disbelief escalating. "Whether it's possible remains to be seen. When I'm finished, your old personality will be effectively overwritten. You won't even realize anything has occurred. This is a ridiculous charade. You'll never know the difference. You won't experience any alteration in your physical or emotional state. You won't even remember this event. We haven't yet attempted a complete personality rewrite, so you'll be our pioneer." "I'll fight it with all my might." "I wouldn't advise that." Brian remained convinced that Lee was merely attempting to intimidate him. He refused to believe she could carry out such a preposterous plan. He would resist, preserving his sense of self. All he needed to do was maintain focus and hold on to his identity. "All right, gentlemen, escort him to the adjacent room," Lee commanded. Brian's resistance intensified, but his efforts to break free were futile. He was ushered into a second room, which contained an identical chair to the one occupied by the elderly man. In this room, Brian could see the machine to which the wires were connected. He was forced into the chair and secured with restraints, a seatbelt, leather straps for his arms and legs, and finally a neck restraint that held his head back. Lee activated the machine, and Brian felt a tingling sensation in the back of his head as it warmed up. "I'll return in a few minutes to initiate the next phase," Lee informed him, before exiting the room with her imposing companions, closing the door behind her. In the other room, the elderly man rose from the chair, and a young man named Towney entered, his movements and demeanor carrying a distinct air of flamboyance. He settled into the chair recently vacated by Mr. Forrester, placing his purse beside him on the floor. Towney was dressed in a white blouse, a black faux leather miniskirt, black stockings held up by garters, and black pumps with 3-inch heels. His face was smooth-shaven, and his makeup was applied with skill, enhancing his features. His long blonde hair flowed down to his shoulders and armpits, and he was adorned with various accessories. Unlike the elderly gentleman, Tawny required restraints for his own safety. "I appreciate your assistance," Lee said to Tawny. "Don't mention it, darling. I know how some men can be," Tawny replied with a knowing smile. "Besides, you know how much I enjoy a bit of harmless restraint." He won't be like that for much longer, Lee assured him, returning his smile. This is a direct transfer. You won't feel a thing. Just relax. Meanwhile, Brian, on the other side of the wall, resolved to concentrate. He refused to relinquish his identity. He clung to the thought of his youth and vitality, determined to prevent Lee from transforming him into a dull old man. As the machine whirred and clicked, Brian's personality underwent alterations. New thoughts, emotions, and desires flooded his mind, indistinguishable from his own. He fought to retain his sense of self, but the boundaries blurred. When the process concluded, Brian felt a sense of elation. He believed he had triumphed. Lee had claimed he wouldn't remember the event, but he did. He was a young individual who relished dressing up and socializing. Brian concluded that Lee's motive was to manipulate him, to gain control over him. He resolved to feign ignorance, leading her to believe the procedure had succeeded. Lee had left the room during the transfer, but she returned as the machine powered down. "It's done," she announced to her friend. Tawny's restraints were released, and he left the room while Mr. Forrester returned to the chair. "How are you feeling, Brian?" Lee inquired. "What's happening? Why am I tied up?" Brian's voice had changed, adopting a higher pitch and a slight lisp. "Everything's fine," Lee reassured him. "Release me. Just a moment." Lee undid the restraints, and Brian stood up, instinctively placing one hand on his hip and bending the other arm at the elbow, his hand dangling loosely from the wrist. He quickly corrected his posture, masking his natural inclination to stand in a more feminine way. He couldn't allow Lee to suspect that the procedure had failed. "Are you all right?" "I'm fine. I'm just not sure why I'm here." "It was just a test. This machine is designed to promote relaxation. Did it work?" "I wouldn't say so. Being restrained didn't exactly induce relaxation." "I suppose not," Lee conceded. The conversation continued briefly, with Brian maintaining the facade that his personality had remained unchanged. However, deep down he felt invigorated, energized by his newfound understanding of himself. Brian departed from the facility and drove home, his mind a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. Stepping into his apartment, he was immediately dissatisfied with the decor. It lacked the vibrancy and personality that he desired. He entered his bedroom and surveyed his clothes, a collection of dull, masculine attire. He occasionally donned such garments, primarily when visiting his parents, but his true preference leaned towards more expressive and flamboyant attire. Brian scrutinized himself in the mirror, noting his short hair, unpainted nails, a rarity for him, and drab clothing. He yearned to embrace his true self. He decided he needed to visit a salon for a complete makeover, including a full body wax and hair extensions. Brian surveyed his wardrobe again, realizing that Lee had meticulously replaced everything. There wasn't a single item he liked. It was as if he had never lived there. The furniture also seemed foreign to him. It lacked the style and character that he associated with his own taste. He knew he couldn't simply replace everything, as Lee had access to his apartment and would likely discover his actions. It was wiser to make a fresh start elsewhere, abandoning the life he had known in this apartment. Brian searched his phone for the number of his preferred salon, but couldn't find it. "How did she interfere with my phone?" he wondered, annoyed. He decided against visiting his usual salon anyway, choosing instead to try a new place unknown to Lee. Brian settled onto the couch and draped his right leg over his left knee. "Hey Siri, Style by Imagination Hair Salon?" he asked his phone, having heard positive reviews about it. "Style by Imagination Hair Salon located on," the phone responded. "Do you want me to connect you?" "Yes, please." Siri dialed the number. "Hello, darling. I'd like to schedule an appointment for today," Brian said enthusiastically. "Have you been here before?" "No, but I'm in dire need of your services." "All right, what time would you prefer?" 2 o'clock?" "We can accommodate that." "Thank you so much, sweetie. What services are you interested in?" "Definitely hair extensions, something long and cute, and I'd like to dye my hair a new color. Oh, and a full body wax, please." "Certainly, we can do all of that. May I have your name, please?" "Bree," Brian paused, deciding that this would be his new name. "Bristol," he continued. "Excellent, Bree. We'll see you at 2. Brian made a note of the appointment and then noticed his bare nails. "Actually, could you also add a manicure, please?" "Of course." "Thank you so much. You're a doll. See you soon, Toodles." Brian felt a renewed sense of hope. He looked forward to the pampering and transformation that awaited him at the salon. He would need to be there in 75 minutes. Ideally, he would have changed clothes, but there was nothing in his apartment that appealed to him. Notably, there weren't any feminine undergarments. He opted for the closest substitute men's briefs. He then selected a colorful t-shirt, tying it into a knot to reveal his midriff. He also cut off a pair of jeans to create capri-length pants. Despite planning to get a full body wax, the sight of the hair on his body bothered him, so he decided to shave it off as best he could before heading to the salon. En route, he made a detour to a drugstore to purchase lipstick and blush, as well as a package of panties. He didn't want to arrive at the salon wearing men's briefs, especially if he needed to undress for the body wax. As soon as he left the store, he applied the makeup, feeling more comfortable with a touch of color on his face. He parked his car in a secluded spot and discreetly changed into the newly acquired panties. He had chosen a pastel purple pair made of stretch cotton, finding the high-cut style appealing. Once his attire was in order, he drove to the salon, arriving a few minutes early. He stepped out of his car and made his way to the entrance, adopting a gait that reflected his inner femininity. Anyone observing his outfit, posture, and stride would likely perceive him as effeminate, which aligned perfectly with his desired self-expression. Lee's attempt to impose her will on him had only strengthened his resolve to embrace his true identity. After a fulfilling spa experience, Brian exited the salon with a radiant glow. He felt triumphant, having resisted Lee's attempt to alter his true self. Instead of returning to his apartment, he decided to stay at a discreet motel. He recognized that Lee had access to his apartment and opted for a safer alternative until he could secure a new living space. He briefly contemplated legal action against Lee, but realized he lacked sufficient evidence. It took several weeks for Brian to rebuild his life according to his own vision. He found joy in selecting new clothing that reflected his personal style, coordinating his attire and cosmetics with his newly dyed hair. Once settled, Brian, now embracing the name Bree, spent an entire day carefully selecting an outfit and applying makeup for a night out at his favorite club. He preferred arriving fashionably late, when the atmosphere was at its peak. Bree opted for a sky blue gingham dress with lace detailing and a split skirt worn over a peasant top. He paired the dress with white stockings and black heels for a touch of contrast. He completed the look with a bold makeup application to balance the delicate style of the dress. Dressed to perfection, Bree set off for the club. It was there that he crossed paths with Tony, another regular at the club. Bree was drawn to Tony, recognizing a shared sense of style and self-expression. They didn't pursue a romantic relationship, but they formed a deep and meaningful friendship, appreciating each other's unique perspectives and celebrating their shared journey of self-discovery.